reprisal. Coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Is it possible that the man who is accused and convicted of shooting Rabin has been released? I mean, why would you release a man who killed the Prime Minister of Israel?
There's no release.
Barry Shamish, go ahead.
The government is in prison. He's not going to be released.
Okay,
we're talking about his brother. He certainly didn't shoot for Bean. We'll dive into that a little later.
All right, go ahead.
All right, now more to the point, I'm going to take a boring subject and discuss it because, you'll see. I hope it works out. Look, there's a new government in Israel. Happened about, 5 days ago, when Kadima, which has more seats than the Likud, by the way, it joined the Likud. Now, this is a big question. Who gains what? Why would Kadima essentially burn its bridges? It'll be destroyed as a national party and have to join the Likud for the next election in a year and a half. Leave it just be said, a lot of questions are asked, and I think I know the answers. Look, you have to begin with Migron, with this settlement about to be bulldozed. The many in the Likud government, they're known as the nationalists, which is ridiculous. They are what the Likud inherited from Herut and so forth, but they don't want Migron bulldozed, and they have said so that when Netanyahu, before this new arrangement with Kadima and the widening of the government, Netanyahu was set to dissolve the Knesset and call elections, which he would win hands down and with reservations. But the point is, once Kadima joined the government, well, there was no reason to call elections. You have, I think the total is, it's in the 70s or 80s or 90s, you add up all the parties together, you've got, out of 120 Knesset seats, you've got 94 that are government seats. So, from the point of view of Netanyahu, why do it? And from the point of Kadima, why do it? Now, Kadima supposedly had conditions. This is what we're told. For joining the coalition, Kadima demanded that the government passed a law to create, here's a quote, an egalitarian and fair system for sharing IVF service. What this law would do is force a vastly larger enlistment of Haredim, of the ultra-Orthodox. But this law is just an excuse to join the government. They're not going to press for this. And they got nothing. Their leader became Minister of Homefront Defense, whatever the hell that is. And that was it. That's all Kadima got, basically, for joining the government. So why would they go into it? And again, why is the Likud so in favor of this very, very broad unity government? And the answer, many of the Likud, I'm going to say nationalists, you even hear the word extremist to describe them, which is not true. They don't want Migron. They don't want to dissolve the Knesset without making arrangements for a law that would prevent the bulldozing of Migron. And they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court turned down these nationalists. They only asked for 90 days extension, which, you know, would get the Likud out of trouble if there was an election called, which was Netanyahu's plan. They were turned down. In short, they were turned down. The Likud went to the Supreme Court to ask for an extension of the demolition of the Opana neighborhood of Migron, and the Supreme Court turned them down, meaning if there were elections, there wasn't time to make arrangement for a law to protect Migron. Now, this is complicated, but you're just going to have to bear with me if you want to hear me. What you've got now is an out-and-out struggle between the government and the Supreme Court to decide who rules the country. Now, follow this again. The Supreme Court, 16 years ago, it granted itself something called judicial review to nullify laws. In other words, if they don't like the laws that the government has passed, they can nullify them. And look, the legalities are a bit profound. Anything it deems, and this is again in quotes, unconstitutional, it can nullify. Because Israel doesn't have a constitution. What you've got right now is a case 16 years ago where the basic laws of Israel amount to a constitution. This is where the Supreme Court comes in. It granted itself the power of judicial review. In other words, they have the ultimate say on all issues, and they will override any laws they don't like. And listen, personally, I want to tell you that the courts of Israel are incredibly, incredibly rigged. And I know this from personal experience, but it's all political. They're told ahead of time what our position is and how you will settle a case.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Just a very step.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid, and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, Barry, just so there's no question what you're talking about, you mean the Supreme Court has said that the government can't bulldoze down the homes? What has the Supreme Court, in effect, said?
What? The Supreme Court?
It's confusing. What has the Supreme Court done?
They've gone against the government, and they've prevented legislation to... They prevented an extension of the ban on bulldozing Legron.
They're going to be able to go ahead and bulldoze Legron?
Not if the government passes a law protecting Legron.
All right.
That's the head-on clash you've got.
All right, go ahead.
That's why you have a new government. Mm-hmm. What you've got is, first of all, Legron's houses in Opana, a little suburb, were deemed illegal by the Supreme Court, because any time an Arab goes to the Supreme Court and says, this land is ours, the Supreme Court, which hates settlers, rules in favor of the Arabs. That's what happened, well, in the last 2 weeks, twice in Hebron and now Migron. All three rulings were against the settlers. Now, the Likud government has got plenty of people still left who hold to some common sense. And, well, what they're saying is that the neighborhood was built with our permission and our help. It's you can't destroy it when we gave them their houses legally. You can't just say they're living there illegally because the Supreme Court had a decision about who owned the land and ruled in favor of the Arab. What you've got is our elements in the Likud who are actually trying to protect their constituents, and they're trying to stop the bulldozing of Migron because they don't want another Gush Katif. It was too hard on the country, and it's just, well, it's the country's army stopped protecting Israel and started training new recruits to throw out settlers. And this element in the Likud doesn't want that happening again. They want a government that will pass a law that will make Migron legal. Okay, it's that simple. Not to say that there won't be future crises when other neighborhoods are picked for evacuation, but this will hold the line. Now, what you've got with, you've got a Kadima, which was the party of Sharon, Ariel Sharon. It was used, it was formed to get rid of the Jews of Gaza. That's why he formed Kadima. It, well, he claimed it was, everybody was in Kadima, the left and the right, and it's a national, unity, government, the, well, whatever. Over time, the right have deserted Kadima, and it's been taken over by leftists. Now, what is incredible is that Shaul Mofaz, who again strides the middle ground, but isn't, as far as I know, isn't thoroughly corrupted. I could be wrong about this, but his party has become nothing. Well, leftovers from Labor and Meretz, from the far left. He brought them into the government, and they're not happy, a lot of them. A whole bunch of them are not happy to be in this government. They side with the, well, with the Supreme Court. They don't want to pass legislation against the Supreme Court. And this is serious. There is going to be a constitutional crisis in Israel. Over Migron, there's going to be a head-on collision between the Supreme Court, who wrongly think that they are stronger than the government because they can override government laws, which, you know, on the books is your, the Israeli government is the Supreme Court, which is a very, very left-wing Supreme Court, always has been. They don't want Jews in Judea, Samaria. As a matter of fact, they'll go all the way. There'll be cases brought before the Supreme Court over East Jerusalem, and they will inevitably rule in favor of the Arabs. You've got yourself a Likud government who's supposed to represent the right, and they are going against the Supreme Court, which is not supposed to represent anybody but the people, but it does represent the very, very far left. They are going to have it out over Migron. Now, again, we have to ask the big question. What does Netanyahu get out of this? Why would he, well, why would he expand his government when a week and a half ago he was about to dissolve the Knesset and have elections? Well, I've discussed this on the show. Netanyahu has tremendous opposition from what he calls the extremists. I would call them the nationalists. They're from his own party. Now you've got, well, you've got the ministers that, well, they are legitimate. But you've also got someone named Feiglin, who is far from legitimate, but he is going to take a lot of votes away from Netanyahu. Within the Likud, there is a very strong faction that wants to go back to their nationalist roots, and they sit in the national cabinet. What Netanyahu got out of this deal is he has got, look, as I told you before, Kadima is doomed. They signed their own death warrant. By joining the Likud, they no longer have a unique constituency. This is perfect for Netanyahu. With these new Kadima members as part of his government, and they will be readmitted into the government. I promise you this, that Netanyahu will pass his own law, amnesty law, allowing the readmission of Kadima to the Likud, and when that happens, he is going to balance what he calls the extremists with a tremendous new infusion of centrists. And by the way, that's not good. Without diving into it, Netanyahu as prime minister just gives away Jewish land and rights like crazy, no matter what he says or how you interpret it. He is pushing the American agenda, the CFR agenda. What he is doing is strengthening himself. What Kadima is doing is saving itself. It in the public eye, it's as good as cooked. Its goose is cooked. So it saved itself. It will later join the Likud. Netanyahu will outflank the nationalists. And in the meantime, the nationalists get, they get the right to organize and pass a law saving Migron. Now, look, this is a very complicated issue, and I'm doing my best on it. What you've got is the Supreme Court pushing this unity government over Migron. Now, that's it summarized, but I realize this is not a simple... Well, if you follow Israeli news from so-called experts, there are so-called experts, certainly in the Jewish world, but in the Christian world, they write about what's happening in Israel. They don't have a clue what's happening in Israel. Not a clue. You're getting bum information. What you've got is plotting by all kinds of people. The ultimate, we're not sure who's going to win this constitutional crisis, the government or the Supreme Court. I'll tell you, I think the Supreme Court, just by applying unjust justice to the wrong voices, might just win this. In essence, Israel right now is a dictatorship. The government can't pass laws that you know will stand because the Supreme Court nullifies them. Am I doing
yep.
this? Extra?
Why? What you're in effect saying is that they are going to go ahead then if the Supreme Court succeeds. They're going to go ahead and bulldoze those homes, and that's going to create a crisis there because the majority of the people don't want the settlers' homes bulldozed. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I think you've got it.
All right.
As Dr. Doolittle would say. Now, I'm not sure about our audience, but in essence, this is big stuff. Well, on a local democratic Israeli level, this is really, really huge stuff. You've got a new government in Israel, the government that's going to stand for another year and a half, and they are going to try and protect Migron and go head-to-head to, well, in short, pass some law against the Supreme Court, nullifying their right to say no to the government of Israel, to override them. You've got yourself a major crisis. In essence, Migron is the spark. There, I did it. I can't do it any more than what I just did.
All right, fine.
So I can go to normal subjects now. But what you heard is actually very important. And as I said, when you go onto your computers and you read your experts, be they Jewish or Christian, take this explanation and nullify theirs.
All right, go ahead. But because overall, the people of Israel don't want the settlers thrown out. They don't want the homes... bulldoze, and so you're going to have a constitutional crisis, and that's the last thing Israel needs right now is a division of the nation. Go ahead.
Well, it's a fight that has to take place. It may be the last thing, but it's also the only thing. You've got to put an end to this dictatorship, this legal dictatorship in the Supreme Court. It had to happen. An excuse was found. That was begun, and the war is on from here on in. New government, lots of power against the Supreme Court.
All right, fine.
Now, you made this amazing error in saying that Yigal Amir was freed. His brother served 16 and a half years for conspiring with him to murder Rabin, and he was freed. And I wrote
Who was freed?
Pardon me?
Hagai
Amir.
Okay, but who is he?
The brother of Yigal Amir.
Okay, he is the brother, and he was freed, you say.
Oh, boy, I sent you the article.
I've read the article, and it's confusing. Who was anybody released from prison?
Hagai Amir.
All right, that's the brother of the man who shot Rabin.
Who was set up.
Right, okay. Will you go ahead and explain to you why this is significant and what this
will do.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm back here at the American Music Network with Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on and get into the assassination of Rabin one who was the prime minister of Israel 15 or more years ago. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get your books, DVDs, etc.?
Sure, thanks. Look, the book you'll want for this explanation is Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? And to get that, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name. Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. And you'll get to the books. Get the black and white version. Color is just way overpriced. My website is barrychamish.com. And I think I will have a new webmaster within a couple of weeks, and we'll get it updated. Last one didn't work out, but there is still the PayPal button on the main page of barrychamish.com. Look, without your contributions, I can't gather the information. So donate, and I'll remember you, I promise. Now, let's
all right,
go
now
back.
Basically, of course, the Prime Minister of Israel was assassinated some 15 years ago. You wrote a book.
17 years ago, he was assassinated from within the Israeli government. Plotting, the head plotter was Shimon Peres. They found patsies. All right, that's what they did. They found patsies. Now, look. There are two brothers you seem to be mixing up. Yigal Amir was the patsy. Haggai Amir was put in jail for giving him the weapons and giving him the bullets. And, well, I wrote an article 2 weeks ago describing how he was set up. Well, let's say he hasn't opened his mouth since he's been released. And he won't, because they'll start doing very bad things to him and his family if he does. That's it. But the question always is asked, why would Yigal Amir agree to be the patsy? And, well, it didn't take me all that long to find the motive. And this I wrote in the article, well, this week, that someone else has found my motive. Yigal Amir would have gone to jail for many, many years, probably wouldn't have survived, and his family would have been humiliated if they understood that he had a terrible police record for pedophilia. Now, I got this from two informants, and I'm just going to tell you how I collected my my information. Look, this was in the old city of Jerusalem. I had a table. I was selling books. It was outside the party. The party was inside. There was booze, and that's important because a lawyer came up to me and said, I just want you to know I've seen Yigal Amir's police files, and you'll never get to them. They're buried so deep. And I asked him, okay, what's in them? And he said to me, bad things he did before he joined IL. I'm not going into what IL means. Bad things before he started his activities, his political activities. And I said, what bad things? I said, I can imagine. He says, you know, the Shabak are devoting a lot of manpower to making the Rabin murder go away. And you know that, right? And I said, the government is helping them in any way it can. It doesn't matter who runs the government. They want the Rabin murder to go away. And there are reports that if the story comes out, the country's future, its future as a nation, will be affected. And I said, look, let's get to the point. What are we talking about? And he's still hinting around. He says they're cooking something. I say he gets out in a few years. Well, a few years later, he got an amazing gift, a marriage, and a child, and things, all kinds of things he's not supposed to be allowed to have. And this is a separate story, and it goes deep. Let's go back to my informant.
You're speaking now of the assassin in prison is allowed to marry and have a child, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
Kid's got to be, oh, I don't know, what, 11 or something today? Yes. Look, this was all rigged. There was someone named Eskin, and he was working with the Shabak, the Secret Service, and he knew women, and he used them, and he arranged this marriage to a woman with four children, and well, she would just say how deeply in love she was, but in fact she was still living with her previous husband. It's a crazy story. They're all crazy stories. When you run a murder that didn't go perfectly, but you have to cover up, all right? Now, let's go back to my informant. The informant goes into the building, and I keep saying, what are we talking about? What did you see in Amir's police files? And he said he was caught doing terrible crimes. They would have landed him in prison for 30 years. They were so bad, it was worth it to him to make a deal. He did whatever they told him to do. Now, I said to him, I can imagine what you're getting at, but you've got to tell me what you read. He goes into the building, and I figure I'm never going to see him again. But apparently he had made a stop or two at the bar inside the building, and he came back a half hour later, and he was quite crocked. But that was good because he would talk. And I said to him, it's now or never. Tell me what you saw. And he said, when Amir was in Golani, that's an infantry division, he committed these acts on the base, he tells me. He wasn't alone. He had a little gang going. He got caught. There was an investigation with the police. It turns out he was a pedophile rapist on base and off. He says, I've seen the police files on him. He did terrible, terrible things to small boys, but the police closed his files. And I asked, why? Why would they do that? And he said, the Shabak ordered them closed. Then they took over. No matter what he told them to do, it was still better than what would happen to him and his family if he didn't.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand here the story of the Assassin's Creed is to me one that Barry's worked on for a long time. Apparently, Amir, the man who was accused of the murder, was a pedophile. And the government knew that, Shabbat, the secret police knew that. Threatened to expose him, send him to prison, and pedophiles don't do very well in prison. Many times they are attacked and abused by the other prisoners. So rather than face that, Amir agreed to go along. Is that essentially what happened?
Yes, that's, by Jove, I think you got it.
All right, fine, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to just switch subjects and loosen things up. By the way, my latest article is a little confusing because I do Rabin again. It's not a simple subject, but the key again is that people are recognizing I was right all the way down to my pedophile claims, which I got from two very reliable sources.
And there's a new book out, is that correct?
Well, yeah, Michal Raz, it'll only be in Hebrew. But yes, there's a new Rabin book, and I know the author, and I worked with him very closely as a former police officer, and I worked with him closely. Folks, if you don't know Hebrew, well, what can you do if you don't know Hebrew? If you do, his name is Michael Raz, lives in Netanya, and this is why I'm going to bring up a tremendous change of subject right now. Also from Netanya, well, what a UFO display over Netanya this week. And I bring this up because it's so outstanding, and it's all over the, internet. Well filmed from a guy's balcony, and he's telling his kids, what is that? I never saw anything like that, and so forth. It's, what can you say? It's the real thing. There was an amazing UFO, I wouldn't say attack. I'm not sure what they, listen, I don't make claims that I know what they're up there for. I just, when you get a film like this, eight of them, in a, well, a semicircle, like big oranges. There was one close-up of the orange. All the rest were like, oh, not silver dollars, quarters, flying in the sky, information. Now, the thing that gets me, that it was filmed from Netanya, that was the center of my book, Return of the Giants, was Netanya and a farm town next to Netanya called Kadima. That is where, well, the most dramatic, UFO incidents took place. Netanya, well, it's in my book, I believe. Well, a couple were at the beach, asked somebody to take their picture, developed a picture. What a pair of UFOs in the background, just overlooking the beach, seeing what's going on. Well, my fame, but an important chapter of the Giants book is the Shosh Baron, taken over by giants in their home in Netanya. Look, when I was there, it was with Daryl Sims. He came all the way from Texas to find out what's going on in their home. They said to me, when the beings appear, there is a god-awful stink, and we don't know where it comes from. I was the first to smell it. Boy, it stunk beyond belief, and there was no, I looked everywhere for the cause. There was no cause. Now, the reason I bring this up is I had my own experiences, Netanya, and whatever the UFOs are, they're back. 4 days ago, 5 days ago, they, for some reason, returned to Netanya. That's all.
That's all?
Well, there's a lot more, and I could dive into it. That would mean going into my book. Let's just say that I spent a lot of time in Netanya, and for some reason, that city is especially noteworthy to whatever is flying the UFOs. And
right. Well, basically, at that time, why Barry wrote a book. It was called Return of the Giants, and he interviewed these people who saw the giants that were there.
No, I didn't see the giants. I smelled the stink of whatever they were. I talked to people who saw the giants. Right. I certainly didn't.
No, but you talked to the people who saw the giants, and you described them vividly.
Yes.
What the people told you.
The book is remarkable in one. Well, I was there, and you just have to take my word for it. I vetted out the phonies or anything that could be construed as a fraud, all vetted. What you've got is a case that is indisputable, that for some reason Israel was a focus of UFOs for about 12 years. And just keep in mind, Israel's neighbors, Lebanon, Jordan, they didn't get them. So whatever that means, well, I'm going to return to this week. They're back.
That may have some deep significance. It may not. It's just a matter of interest at this point. We'll have to
I think it's very significant. The problem is we don't know the significance.
Right.
Look, I wrote a book where, again, I tried to figure out why they were picking on Israel. And look, Israel, the Oslo Accord was signed when the giants were landing outside Netanya. And I can't do this now because it requires a really good rational argument, or I'm a nutcase. So leave it be. Go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Look up the book Return of the Giants, or spell my name in the search box, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. Return of the Giants also has a color edition. Don't get it. Too expensive.
All right,
get the black and white. You'll know what I just said.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I think bye, all.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business,
We have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I stand back here at the American Student Network and podcast with Barry Shamish, who has basically written a book on the return of the giants, supernatural events, UFOs, and people actually seeing giants. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Barry covering the return of the giants. It's called Return of the Giants, and you can actually hear Barry's description of this supernatural phenomenon that occurred in Israel and lasted for about 15 years, then disappeared and has, in the late 1990s. Is it significant that there are UFOs coming back to Israel at this time in history? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. But under any events, you can get the tape set, The Return of the Giants, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, this last week, and Barry's written an article on it, why the brother of the man who was accused of shooting Rabin has been released. And the man who was accused of shooting Rabin is still in prison. But, of course, there's a new book out. It's written in Hebrew, which confirms the fact that the man who is in prison for the shooting Rabin was a patsy, just exactly as Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy, Saran Saran was a patsy for shooting Bobby Kennedy, James Earl Ray, certainly who supposedly shot Martin Luther King, was a patsy. They were all set up. They didn't do it. They were official government-sanctioned assassinations. We do that, unfortunately, but it's not really our government. It's what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you want to know who they are, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get in the background of Bobby Kennedy's assassination, we have an excellent four-tape set. We have a book on the subject. As far as Martin Luther King, we have a four-tape set. These are actually four CD sets and a book on the subject, written by the attorney hired by Martin Luther King's family to represent them in a trial before a court with a jury where they actually brought a suit against the man who was involved in the plot to kill Martin Luther King, and he testified he was part of a government plot. He was well paid for his services, and not a word in the controlled media about this. The last thing they want the American people to know is that they killed President Kennedy, they killed Martin Luther King, they killed Bobby Kennedy, and they killed people in the United States on a routine basis who get out of line. And the same thing is, of course, what happened over in Israel, where the Shabbat, which is the secret service over there, killed Rabin, the prime minister. Well, our tape sets and books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927 if you want to know what really happened to Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy. We have two four-tape sets on that. We have a book, A Sniper Looks at DB Plaza. We have an excellent DVD on the murder of Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy. And they simply murder people. This is the tragedy. Our number 1-800-544-8897. 1-800-544-8897. Our webpage, www.com. In the Lord.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the